CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies drops back. He's got a throw.
Throw it
now
to
he's gonna
streaker.
Run with it. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam. You call it.
He's into the end zone and he's breakdancing in the end zone, bare naked. He's being chased by security and he's.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He's going to put his team short-handed.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control!
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I am here with Joe. Say hello. Hello, Joe. Joe is my friend. He used to be my coworker. And he's here to come and check out what CITR is all about. You know, throw down some fat tunes.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, some awesome times.
Yes.
So that's the kind of show that we have planned today. It's going to be Joe's show. I don't have a better title.
All my music. Can you actually leave the room?
Can I what?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I don't know how to work any of these buttons.
I don't know what I'm doing ever, which is actually true. I come in here every Thursday and I don't know what I'm doing. Let's not kid ourselves here.
I feel better now.
Yep. Don't worry. Like, my show every week is just a gumbo.
I would say a gumbo.
A gumbo?
Of music.
A cornucopia. Makes it sound a bit more fruitful that way.
I like gumbo better.
Yep. Okay. Fine. Maybe a shepherd's pie?
Gumbo.
Gumbo? How about a medley?
Okay, yes. We'll go with medley.
Yeah.
We'll go with medley.
Okay. Because are we thinking like soups here? So I was thinking like bean medley.
Well, it's bean lunchtime, right? So
yeah.
Thinking
food. And I actually also, the song right now is What's for Dinner by King Kong and the Barbecue Show. And I started off today's show with one of their songs entitled
Too Much in Love.
Yes, it was. And I played them because, OMG, they are coming to town. I never thought they'd... for whatever reason, I didn't think they'd come back because I think someone told me that they weren't playing shows anymore. But that's not true because here we are.
When are they coming back?
They're coming back November. Looks like I wrote 7. I don't know if it's a 2 or if it's a 7. It looks like a 7, but it has a little tail at the end of it, which makes it look like a 2.
Well, at least there's lots of time to check
it out before then. I'm going to say 7, November 7th, and they're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret, which will be an interesting venue.
Excellent. They are a lot of fun live.
You've seen them before?
Yes,
I have. How many times?
I would say 2 to 3 times.
Damn it!
Yes.
That is ahead of my 0.
You're 0, yes.
I saw King Kong in the Shrines.
Yes, yeah. I've seen them. amazing, amazing.
Actually, funny story, after that, the last time King Kong and the Shrines were here, which was a couple months ago?
Yep.
Some of my coworkers actually managed to get backstage and hang out with them. And they were, like, just drinking and doing whatever. And you know that jacket that... that he wears, the white jacket that says security on the back. This girl that I know actually put it on and then ran away with it, and she still has it.
That was the whole point of her going backstage?
Yep.
To steal a jacket?
I think she may have... there might have been a lot of alcohol involved. But
my guess is other things as well.
Yeah, yes. But she still has it at home. Just that white jacket that he wears, and like the one that's on like the cover of the album too. And the other girl that she was with got the shade glasses that he was wearing. Yeah, and they just like took his stuff and ran away.
What about his wig though? His wig is like, that is him.
No,
that is the essence of the con.
No, but I don't know, they managed to get away with some of his stuff.
I say we go to her house, steal it back for him.
Yeah.
As a welcome back present.
Totally. Can you imagine? We'd be his best friends.
He would probably let us backstage so I can steal his wig.
So he can steal... And the vicious cycle continues.
I'm a klepto.
I can't help it, guys.
I was born this way.
I got it from my dad. So, what was I going to say? If you wanted to call us here in the studio, place a request, do whatever, you know, that thing that you guys do where you call me and I pick up the phone, because I pick up the phone every time because I'm a nice person, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And I lied. I'm totally a bitch.
I know. I've called several times. You never pick up.
What? No, you haven't.
Okay, once, and I hung up before you picked up.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. Damn it. Anyways, and if you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. That's all I have. Oh, and you can download podcasts for this show and many other shows on CITR through the station's website, which is simply citr.ca. Isn't that wonderful? We are going to start off today's show with one of Joe's picks.
Excellent. This yep. is going to be Raining Sound off of Too Much Guitar with You Got Me Humming.
Sweet. Let's get to it right now on We All Fall Down. Or what did we call the show?
We All Fall Down.
I thought we didn't have a title. A medley? No.
We All Fall in the Gumbo.
We All Fall in the Gumbo featuring Joe.
Baby, you make my corner. cloud to cloud.
The 27th Annual Vancouver International Film Festival will be held September 25th to October 10th, 2008. VIFF is among the largest film festivals in North America and is one of the largest cultural events in Canada. The broad spectrum of fiction and non-fiction films from around the world is divided into the following sections. The Ark, Elements and Animals. Dragons and Tigers, The Cinemas of East Asia. Non-fiction features. Canadian Images, Cinema of Our Time, and Spotlights on France.
Films are screened on the following 10 screens. Empire Granville 7 Cinemas, Van City Theatre at the Vancouver International Film Centre, Pacific Cinematheque, Ridge Theatre. To purchase tickets, visit the Vancouver International Film Festival Centre on Seymour. For information, check out www.viff.org or call 604-683-FILM. That's 604-683-3456.
Yes, it comes in a downward direction. It disintegrates, dissolves, melts everything.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Joe's here. I just played Raised by Wolves off of their album Hot Blood. That song was called Rats Are Gonna Ride. A band that I think when that album came out in 2005 or 6 or something, I named it my album of the year. It was definitely my favorite
release of the year. It's a pretty good album.
And I miss them. I miss them a lot. I don't know what they're up to. Billy is in the Vicious Cycles, but I mean, come on. You guys can make time, play a show or two. What's up?
Put out another record?
Yeah, maybe. If that's too much to ask, just play another show.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I would settle for that. Before that, I played Torch off of their album Meanderthal. That song is called Healer. And before that, The Jolts off of Haute Voltage. That song is called Bloody Eye Socket, another local band that I heart quite a bit. And we started off that set with Raining Sound off of Too Much Guitar. That song is called... Joe?
You Got Me Humming.
One of Joe's picks on this edition of We All Fall in Gumbo. Is that what... Yep. Is that what we called it?
No, we're changing it now.
Change it. What do we change it to?
You pick.
Oh, no. Don't put me on the spot. We'll think about it, and maybe by the end of the show, we'll come up with an appropriate title for it.
Or 16 different titles.
Or 16 inappropriate titles.
Yes.
Probably. Anyways, we're going to play Old Time Religion next, because...
They are coming here.
Yep.
Actually, they might be here.
They're probably here already.
Yeah.
Because they're playing tonight at the Biltmore?
Yeah, at the Biltmore.
Who are they playing with?
They are playing with Shearing Pinks and Roll Match.
Nice. Mock? Roll Mock?
Roll Mock.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Are you going to go? Or are you just talking up the show?
I love to talk it up, but I am going.
Sweet.
Old Time Religion are a very good band, very good live. Shearing Pinks... probably one of my favorite local bands, so yes.
They put on a good show. I've seen Shearing Pinks before. Have they played with the Clorox Girls, or am I making that up?
I've never seen the Clorox Girls,
but
I think you are making it up.
Okay.
That seems like it would be a really weird show, but a really good show.
Maybe I'm making it up. My mind does weird things. Anyways, we're just going to get to it. Old Time Religion. This is one of Joe's picks.
Yes.
His second one, right?
My second
pick. How many you have? Did you bring five tracks?
I brought
four.
I can pick a few more.
Yeah. You can more. You can pick a few. Yeah. 20 more.
17.
Yep. 37.
We only have like 31 minutes.
Yeah. Well, maybe we have time for 31 tracks.
We could lock the door.
We could. Yeah, but they would never let me back into the station then.
Oh, okay. Maybe not then.
Yep, let's not do that. Let's just get to some Old Time Religion. Joe's pick, number 2 on CITR.
Ah! days. We'll have our TAs. Do you think about it? Do you think about it? Do you think about it? TAs, do you think about it? Dancing on a new club. His body's on the snooze, fighting saddle on the floor. It's time for them to talk. Hey, Jesus, can I go?
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Joe is here. The show is called Joe's Gumbo, just because that's the name that we came up with. And it's not inappropriate. And it's not offensive, is it?
I find it offensive.
I find you offensive, but it is an accurate reflection, maybe? I don't know.
No, I'm really offensive.
Well, you just don't have to come back ever again.
Yeah, really, really.
That is what I do. That is my job, to offend people. If you didn't know that by now. Come on, you've known me for a while. You know I'm a bitch.
I have no... Whoa. Yeah.
Oh. What?
You're super cool.
Okay. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Just one, though, not two.
Now I'm offended, by the way.
Welcome to Joe's Gumbo.
Oh, and it comes full circle.
Yeah.
Great. I just played The Descendants off of I Don't Want to Grow Up. That song is called Good Good Things. Prior to that, Deja Voodoo.
Deja Voodoo, some sludge billy from Montreal.
Ooh, is that what you classify them as?
No, that's what they classify themselves as. Oh. They're two-piece. Mm-hmm. One guy plays the guitar, and one guy plays drums.
Sweet. What was it, Sludge Billy?
Sludge Billy.
I like that.
All the way back in the 80s. Released on their label, Og Music.
Og Music.
After the comic.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty cool stuff. Everything on that label is just really rockin', and everything from, like, country, rockabilly, really trashy rock and roll, like the Gruesomes. Really rad
to
label.
Sludge Billy. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Their album is called Cemetery, and the song was called Voodoo Barbecue.
My favorite kind of barbecue?
Yep, best kind of barbecue ever.
The only kind of barbecue.
Oh, really? I didn't get the memo.
Oh.
Well, it is Joe's gumbo.
It is my gumbo.
Before Deja Voodoo, we played Teenage Head off of their album featuring Marky Ramone. That song was called Teenage Beer Drinking Party. Why not? Before that, The Transmitters off of their self-titled release. That song was called Alma Blackwell. Part of that, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes off of Have Another Ball. That was a cover of Hall & Oates' Rich Girl. I played Old Time Religion before that, but I think we talked about that. The song was called Vampire. Wait.
Vampire Sushi.
Vampire Sushi. It is true. And they are
the
playing tonight.
The only type of sushi.
Really? Because I didn't get that memo either.
I faxed it to you. Do you have a fax machine?
I have two.
I'm sure you just unplugged them both. You just moved, so it's not my fault.
Okay. It's true. I did just move, and I really want to set shit up, but I'm busy.
Coming to voodoo barbecues?
Coming to voodoo barbecues and having vampire sushi for the first time ever, because I wasn't aware. Old Time Religion playing tonight at the Biltmore. They're playing with Shearing Pinks and Rollmock. Other shows going on. Check out this official piece of paper / list that I have here.
Which has a map on the other
it
side.
It has a map of Seattle.
Well, it's
on the
good
other
to see
side.
That you're recycling.
Yep. It has a map of Seattle and the hostel and the convention center marked down on it.
Nice.
And on the other side of the map is a list of shows going on, not in Seattle, but Vancouver, which I will be talking about right now. The Hits are playing a show with Parallels and TVs and Pretty Vanilla.
Nice.
FYI.
TVs are very good.
Sweet. I was actually going to ask you if you'd heard of them, because I have not.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. Really good trashy rock and roll garage punk.
I really like The Hits. Like, I'm going to be honest, I don't really like The Hits recorded, but I love them live. Like, every time I see them live, it's always just such a good time. And the Parallels are obviously awesome.
Yeah.
That show's happening the 13th, which is this Saturday at the Railway Club. Next week, you can check out DOA. They're playing with Dayglo Abortions and the Transmitters, who I just played. That is happening September 19th at the Commodore Ballroom. What else is going on? The Transmitters are also playing another show with the Beelines and Stolen Minx. That's happening the 26th of September at the Astoria. Going down the list. Don't know if I want to talk about that, but I want to tell you about the Remores. They are the Jolts, who I played at the beginning of the show. being a Ramones cover band, and they have their act down perfectly. I saw them last Halloween, and they just, you know, they naturally just look like the Ramones, and they must have watched a lot of Rock and Roll High School or something growing up, because they have like the stage presence and the stage moves down to like a fine art.
Do they have the rat?
But they do have somebody with
a pinhead,
a Gabba Gabba Hey song, yeah. Sign. No, but they're not dressed up like a pinhead.
They dress up like the Ramones, or
yeah,
just naturally look like
them? Well, they naturally kind of already look like them, but they go that extra step. Like the guy that's supposed to be Johnny wears like a Mickey Mouse t-shirt under his leather jacket. So they put some effort in, and it's a good show. That is happening November 1st at the Cobalt. In Flames are coming with All That Remains and Gojira and a band called 36 Crazy Fists.
Oh, man. I am going to that show. When is it? Please tell me.
November 17th at the Commodore Ballroom. I saw Hanson live in the flesh at the Commodore Ballroom. I didn't go to the show.
You went to the show.
No, I didn't go to the show. I saw them outside of the Commodore Ballroom yesterday. Tickets were like $100. I'm not paying that to see Hanson. Anyways, Against Me is also coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Japanther and the St. Alvia Cartel September 15th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Do I have tickets to give away for that? Is that soon? Did I write that down correctly? Wow, I'm not confident at all. This is great.
And it's right in front of you.
It is right in front of me. You know what? Yeah, I do have tickets for the Against Me show. So if you want to go see Against Me for free, you plus a friend, call me here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you can go to the Against Me show for free. Why would you not want to?
For free.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. Sometimes people don't call in, and I try to make it sound enticing, but sometimes I do a terrible job at it, like like right now.
It's a free show.
Yeah. It's really,
Just call.
822-CITR. It's okay. Whatever. If you don't go, then I will. The Cancer Bats are also coming to Vancouver. They are playing a show with Black Lungs and Johnny Truant that is happening the 28th of September at the Media Club. Comeback Kid is playing a show with Misery Signals and Shai Hulud October 8th at the Plaza. King Khan and Barbecue Show, November 7th, I believe we agreed on, at the Biltmore Cabaret. Guar is coming back to Vancouver November 10th, Commodore Ballroom, Baroness, Bison BC. Bison BC, who had to change their name to Bison BC because they got signed to Metal Blade Records, and apparently there's a radio band out there called Bison. I don't know.
Are they also a metal band?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah,
whatever. With Genghis Tron, that's happening October 2nd at Pat's Pub. And AC/DC is coming to Vancouver. I'm going to be honest, I really don't like AC/DC. But don't
As a me- whole? Or like, Shoot to Thrill is an excellent song.
It's okay.
I guess I'm just a guy, and maybe, you know, for those about to rock, we salute you. Yeah.
Okay, no, like they're great, but I heard them a lot at HMV, and also I don't know.
I'm sure their fans would be well worth the price of the ticket to people watch. Come on.
That's what I'm trying to give it. Like, that's the argument I'm using to go to the Metallica show. Because I want to see the opening band, but I can't justify paying GM place prices, and I don't want to hang out with a bunch of Metallica and Lamb of God fans to see the opening band, who's the Sword. But I just might. People watch? I don't know.
People watching is fun, but if it's like $100, then
I'd still pay that because I'm kind of dumb.
No, I'll just buy a DVD for like $20, and then I'll stay at home, and then I'll drink, you know, good beer for cheap. Rather than $9 beers and $100.
Yeah, and then just, you will be recreating the experience for less money, which is a good idea. I am going to play, what are we going to play?
CPC Gangbangs.
Yeah, we are.
Chocolate Prince Charles Gangbangs from Montreal.
Is it really? That's not what it stands for.
No, that's totally what it stands for.
Really?
Yes.
I guess I can kind of see that. What track did you want to hear?
Number three, One More Girl.
One More Girl.
Yes.
All right, this is another one of Joe's picks on...
Off of Mutilation Nation.
As heard on Joe's Gumbo.
Delicious.
Here on CITR. Robin's here. We're going to get to some music. Just gonna sign off over this song because I lost track of time, like I always do.
Always
by the way.
Ramble.
Shut up. Robin is here. Stay tuned for the Inkstead show. It's coming up right now, and at 3 o'clock, Brendan and Cody are coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. CITR is awesome. It's my family and my home away from home. Thanks, Joe, for coming by today and
you're welcome.
Sharing your wonderful
my gumbo.
Yep, your gumbo. Thank you for sharing your gumbo with us. This has been Joe's Gumbo, or AKA We All Fall Down. on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. You can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com and even download the show at citr.ca if you wanted to hear Joe's sweet, sweet voice all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
now
Joe will be back.
Being creepy.
I hope Joe comes back in the future.
I will.
Yay.
I will, for sure.
So thanks so much again, Joe. I will leave you off now with the rest of this Carpenter song, and stay tuned for Robin. Bye, guys. Say bye,
bye.
Mom.